Listen the article, World News, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave friendly advice to the President of Russia in Samarkand, saying that today is not the era of war. His line became a benchmark in international diplomacy. PM Modi had advised Putin in September that and emphasized that the Russia-Ukraine war should be resolved only through dialogue and diplomacy. Today is not the time for war. From September to November, i.e. for the next 60 days, the echo of this appeal of PM Modi was heard all over the world. America had said that it welcomes this statement of the Prime Minister of India and the war should end through dialogue. Now that PM Narendra Modi has once again reached Bali, Indonesia to attend the G20 conference, it is being discussed in diplomatic circles whether India will be able to become a peacemaker at the negotiating table for reconciliation between Ukraine and Russia. Ready to. India among the countries most affected by the Ukraine war. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's plane has landed in Bali. PM is once again among the leaders of the world whom the war is affecting the most. We'll have to find a way to reach the ceasefire, Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi once again appealed to stop the Ukraine-Russia war in his first address as soon as he reached Bali. He said that a way has to be found to reach a ceasefire and start a diplomatic initiative. PM Modi said that the Second World War has caused havoc in the last century. Then the leaders of that time made serious efforts to establish peace and now it is our turn. PM Modi is meeting the heads of states of America, Britain, France, Singapore, Australia, Germany and Spain in this conference. PM Modi's meeting with Chinese President Jinping has not been decided yet. During this, the issue of Russia-Ukraine war is expected to come to the fore. Although Putin himself is not reaching this conference, Putin has sent Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to this conference. Is India's diplomatic offer strong enough? The question is that if India gets a proposal to make a peace agreement between these two countries, is there enough power in India's diplomatic offer that Russia and Ukraine should consider its offer? PM Modi welcomed in Bali, photo Twitter. In fact, in Samarkand, when PM Modi told President Putin face-to-face that this is not the era of war, India's image in front of the world was made as a country which, despite being a friend of Russia, could call Putin on his face.